The Winter Sports School got state approval this year as a charter school and plans to move off its current site at the Utah Olympic Park to a home at the intersection of Old Ranch Road and Highway 224. On Tuesday, the Snyder Vote Commission unanimously approved the new site. Planning Chairman Colin DeFord said the applicants were good to work with, although under state law, their review powers over a school are somewhat limited.
And they've got charter school status, and under that charter school status, they fall under Title 17 in the state code, which the state then supersedes a lot of the jurisdiction of the county. So they really can go wherever they want at this point because of Title 17, but they've, I think, picked a really fabulous location.
I mean, what were you reviewing then? Again, if they can go wherever they want and pretty much build what they
we
want.
We have some purview of height restriction and, you know, just density, massing, that kind of thing. So we do look at. So they did need to come to us just for a few bullet points.
The sports school will be across the street from the new Montessori school. DeFord said the issue of traffic impacts was addressed by the applicant's traffic study and county staff.
Kent Wilkerson was there last night. He's the county engineer. He helped us with the traffic study and helped us understand that the way that they are going to change the access into the property off of the lane that goes into McNute Park there, it kind of mitigated that for us.
Maybe the only significant question came from a planning commissioner who thought the students needed a trail off Highway 224 for safety reasons to get to the school.
We don't really have purview over sidewalks or anything, so to speak, at that point, but we do if it's a health and safety issue. And BPEC, who's one of our commissioners, made the point that she believes off of 224, it is a safety issue for students that are trying to walk from, say, 224, the bus, the city-county bus that drops off there. There's no access into the school at this point from 224. She requested that that the school do something to the best of their ability to mitigate that, and the school did agree that they'll put some sort of trail, an improved trail, sidewalk, paved trail, I'm not sure what it is, but they are going to look at doing something.
The meeting also had some miscellaneous comments from the group on other topics. Among those, Planning Commissioner B. Pat had a concern about the roundabout recently built on Ute Boulevard at Kimball Junction. She said the design encourages drivers to slingshot at a considerable speed into the private parking area near Subway and Wendy's. DeFord said they were told they're limited in what they can do there.
What Pat Putt, our development director, said is that, you know, since it's a private parking lot, we don't have a lot of jurisdiction over there. So what they have to do is work with the owner of the parking lot to try to work on a solution to that. So it's the county doesn't have a lot of say of what can happen. But B said she was sitting there. She said she observed a lot of cars just shooting right into Wendy's off that roundabout.
DeFord said they've also had some discussions about the other roundabout near the Whole Foods parking lot.
And, Chuck Klingenstein has brought up the point that on the original design plans that we saw from the roundabout to 224, there's actually supposed to be a center median there, almost to discourage. So if you're coming out of the the west side of Whole Foods on that drive there, then really you would be forced to turn right and then go to the roundabout and then come back around and go up to 224. But what the county engineering staff has told us is that that's now under the jurisdiction of Utah Highways because of 224 there. So they have to work with them on if that actual median can go in or not. So that's why it's not there. And that's what we're, I guess, waiting on is to determine whether the UDOT will let us put it in.
Finally, he said at a recent retreat, the Planning Commission looked at a possible new requirement that any project seeking a conditional use permit must hold an open house with the adjacent neighborhood. DeFord said that approach worked well when they considered the proposed hotel on the Mernon-Kilgore parcel.
Even that wasn't a conditional use permit, but that worked so well that we really liked it. So hopefully now any conditional use permits, once this code goes in, we'll have to hold an open house, and that way residents or neighbors can go talk to the developer or the applicant and get their questions sort of sorted out before they come to us. Because in these meetings, it's often difficult in this semi-formal environment to try to get these questions knocked out. So hopefully this gives an avenue for the developer or the applicant and also the residents to talk one-on-one and really mesh it out before they come to us, and that seems to work well.
Snyderville Planning Chairman Colin DeFord. For KPCW, I'm Rick Bruff.